You've already talked about Kurt Thomas, and his style was different from yours. You were friends, but didn't the media actually affect your friendship there at some point?
Yeah.
And did it affect your performance?
Well, interestingly enough, I think that was sort of a golden era for U.S. gymnastics, because it is true that Kurt and I grew up as junior gymnasts, competitive with each other. He's out of Miami. I was sort of that modest, soft-spoken kid from the Midwest, and he was kind of a brash kid from the East. And his arrogance allowed him to show off a little bit, and he was a very flashy gymnast, but he didn't necessarily have the best technique. And I had better technique, but I didn't have the flash and pizzazz he had. So it made for a great rivalry, and the media played it up, and I think we both played into it a little bit. That rivalry, I think, in fact, helped fuel the growth of gymnastics in the United States, because, you know, conflict sells. And the fact that we were so different, yet both on the same team, and some days we were competing with each other to support the U.S. effort, and some days we were competing against each other as individuals, but all that made compelling media. I'll never forget, and I'm always grateful to Kurt Thomas for this, because we were training up in Wisconsin one summer at a summer gymnastics camp. I had seen the great Soviet gymnasts and the great Japanese gymnasts as sort of the gods of the sport. And even to dare to think we could compete with them was almost sort of sacrilegious. How could you think we could ever challenge the great Russians and the great Chinese and Japanese gymnasts? And I remember one day we're sitting on a pommel horse working out. We'd work out 6-7 hours a day. We just killed ourselves. I remember Kurt Thomas said, "We could beat those guys. We could beat those guys from Japan. Sure we can. Look, we can do this, this, and this. They can't do this." And I remember thinking, how audacious of you to think we could challenge Sukahara, Ken Motsu, and Kazumatsu. I mean, these people were, in my book, the gods of the sport. But to this day, I think that was a watershed moment for U.S. gymnastics, because guess who won the first gold medal in the world championships? Kurt Thomas. And he did it beating the Russians and the Japanese on the floor exercise. And then he followed it up on the pommel horse. And in a way, I think probably he was a groundbreaker, because he had the audacity to say, wait a minute, we're as good as those guys. We can win those medals too. And that allowed me to think the same way. So I'm enormously grateful for Kurt's brash attitude and his work ethic. The first gold medal ever won for the U.S. at the World Championships was won by Kurt. And then a year later, he won one, and so did I. And that set us on the trajectory that allowed us to win the Olympic gold medal 5 years later in the Olympics in 1984. But it all started at that little gym in Wisconsin in the middle of the summer.
Was it testy between the two of you? So some days you would talk and some days you wouldn't?
Yes, it was, yeah. I remember one time before a competition, the media asked Kurt if he was going to win. And he said, "I'm going to win this thing hands down." And as it turned out, and it was rare, I beat him. I beat him just by a couple of a tenths of a point, and that became kind of our little slogan, hands down. The guys in our dorm at OU wrote signs all over my walls, and they put paper in my jacket. This, every little notepad, everything had written hands down on it, because we kind of showed them. And that kind of rivalry and that kind of media attention, I think, helped fuel the rise of gymnastics in the U.S.
What about your friendship to this day?
Oh, we're good friends now. Right. He has a gym club down in Dallas. It's not far from here, and I see him a couple of times a year at events. I have enormous admiration. We're completely different people, but I admire him on every level because of the guts and the courage and the audacity he had to think that we could challenge the gods of the sport.